In this bulletin, Prince Harry and Meghan officially split from the royal family, losing their royal titles and access to public money. The sports grant scandal deepens with calls for an investigation into decisions made by the New South Wales government. And in tennis, Ashley Barty captures her first WTA title on home soil with victory at the Adelaide International. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Buckingham Palace says Prince Harry and his wife Meghan will no longer use the titles Royal Highness or receive public funds after a deal was struck for them to step aside as senior royals. The palace says the couple will repay some $4.5 million of taxpayers' money that was spent renovating their home near Windsor Castle. In a statement, Queen Elizabeth says she's pleased that together we have found a constructive and supportive way forward for my grandson and his family. Harry, Meghan and Archie will always be much-loved members of my family. The New South Wales Labor government says there's scope for an investigation into the state government's sports grants program. Labor says the Independent Commission Against Corruption should look into how Premier Gladys Berejiklian's government has been distributing sports grants. According to Labor sports spokeswoman Linda Voltz, 90% of grants were allocated to Liberal or targeted seats in the lead-up to the 2019 election. Ms. Voltz says grant applicants are not being treated fairly by the state and federal governments.
People are missing out, and to have 15 grants and only one to not go to a Liberal or targeted seat is fairly outrageous, and it's never ever happened in the past.
Residents in southeastern Australia are bracing for more rain in fire and drought-ravaged communities. In Queensland's southeast, close to 300 millimetres of rain has fallen near the Gold Coast, shutting down theme parks and cutting off major highways. Bureau of Meteorology forecaster Peter Markworth says this type of rainfall is rare.
We saw some 1-in-100-year thresholds being met over southeast Queensland. But at this stage, there may be just a few locations which saw the highest daily rainfall, but it's not very widespread.
More moderate showers and storms are forecast for the region today, with falls of up to 15 millimetres predicted. Areas of drought-stricken New South Wales have also been drenched, with the northeastern town of Mooloolaba receiving 173 millimetres of rain, resulting in minor flooding. Despite this, local resident Jenny Goodlett says she's thankful for the heavy rain.
Oh, I love it. I don't care how wet it is. It can rain all the week as far as I'm concerned, because the gardens, everything, were looking so dreadful. And it'll be pleasant to walk out in the garden now, because the water, we're all worried about the water running out and our garden's dying because of the drought and everything that we had.
The northeast and northern rivers areas of New South Wales are forecast to receive substantial rain over the next 24 hours. And in Victoria, storms are expected to lash parts of central and eastern parts of the state. Labor frontbencher Jason Clare is calling on the federal government to fund a tourism campaign to assist areas impacted by bushfires. Popular tourist spots, including Kangaroo Island in South Australia and Batesmans Bay in New South Wales, have been devastated by the fires. It comes after the Australian Tourism Export Council revealed the bushfire crisis will result in losses for the tourism industry of close to $4.5 billion by the end of the year. Mr. Clare says the federal government needs to encourage domestic tourism.
They used a foghorn to get people out of town. Now we need a foghorn to get people back to town. So I'd encourage the government to put together a tourism campaign to encourage people to visit these locations.
And to sport, in tennis, Ashley Barty says capturing a first WTA title on Australian soil is perfect preparation for a home Grand Slam. The world number one emphatically won the Adelaide International Final on Saturday, downing Ukrainian Diana Yastremska 6-2, 7-5 at Memorial Drive. Barty had lost her two previous WTA finals in Australia at the Sydney International last year and in 2018. She says she's pleased to take home the trophy.
For my family and the heritage that we have and the heritage that we kind of share with this trophy, it's amazing. But the thought and the effort and the love that's gone into this trophy is incredible. I know it'll look bloody good at Mum and Dad's house.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 30. Adelaide, shower 224. Melbourne, showers and a possible storm 28. Hobart, partly cloudy 21. Canberra, possible shower developing 30. Wollongong, showers 23. Much the same for Sydney, a top of 25. Similar for Newcastle, 26. Brisbane, showers, possible storm 30. Cairns, partly cloudy 36. And Darwin, shower or two, possible storm 34. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.